Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted you've joined us for a few moments of Bible study together as we consider and think about the truth. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, I trust you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I trust that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, and have accepted him as your Savior, and know the forgiveness of sin that he so freely offers. Well, today we're continuing in our study concerning spiritual gifts, and there are numerous different gifts, and we've been touching on the gifts of healing, and I'd like for us to consider this just a little more today, this spiritual gift of healing. If you'll notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, he says to another, the gifts of healing. He doesn't say the gift, singular. He said the gifts, plural, of healing. You see, there are numerous different types of gifts. There are spiritual gifts of healing, emotional healing, as well as physical healing. Now, we human beings usually put the emphasis on the physical. God puts the emphasis on the spiritual. God is more concerned about the spiritual condition of man because that has to do with his eternal destiny, beloved. And so it is vital that this portion of man be dealt with. Now remember, every gift of God is for the glory of God. Every one of these spiritual gifts that are given to believers are for the edification and the strengthening, the opening the eyes of people around them to the truth, and the bringing of men, women, boys, and girls, pardon me, to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Remember what 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 states. Paul writing to the church at Corinth said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's our purpose, beloved, as children of God, to glorify God. And so that's why these different gifts are given, to glorify and to magnify the Lord. And so remember, while we put the emphasis on the physical, God looks upon the heart. And here we see in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, that the Lord was speaking to the people in parables, and the disciples came to him. Verse 10 of Matthew 13, the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And to them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are full of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Notice that last phrase, beloved, and I should heal them. Now, we're talking about the gifts of healing and the spiritual gift of healing, that spiritual healing. Beloved, what a wonderful miracle is the spiritual healing of an individual, a person that's lost and blinded by Satan. We're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I believe it is, that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them, and they should be saved. Yes, beloved, their eyes are blinded to the truth, and they know not the truth. Those that are around us who are in spiritual darkness, we're walking among the living dead, beloved. People who are spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin, and how they need to be healed from their sin, how they need to be delivered from the bondage of sin, how they need to be brought to a saving knowledge of the true and the living God, and liberated and set free from the spiritual darkness that they're in. You remember in Isaiah chapter 52, where the Lord spoke concerning verse 13 about the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father wrote to through Isaiah, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astounded at thee," speaking of the Lord Jesus, "his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, so that Christ did not even look human. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him in astonishment, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. And so he writes, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And it goes on to describe the Lord Jesus and says, verse 3, "He is despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ was smitten of God the Father and allowed to die on that old rugged cross. That was God's plan, because that was the only way that you and I could be redeemed and liberated from our sin. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed, beloved. And people many times say, well, this refers to physical healing. But notice what 1 Peter 2:24 states. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Spiritual healing, beloved. Here we see spiritual healing. Christ dying in our stead. Christ dying for our sin, for our iniquity, for our transgression. He took your place. He took my place. He died, beloved, for our sin and our transgression. Again, I want you to notice in Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. Here again the disciples were returning after the Lord had sent them out. And we begin reading in verse 10 of Luke chapter 10, verse 17 it is. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Father, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, and behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. He's talking about Satan and his evil powers and the demons of Satan and the wicked spiritual powers. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. Now notice that. In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. Yes, beloved. He says, don't rejoice in the fact that the spirits, the evil spirits, are subject unto you. Because, beloved, we as believers, through the name, the mighty name of Jesus Christ and His mighty power, have victory over the spiritual powers of darkness and can stand against them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and can see them defeated and bound and driven away. But rather, beloved, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's what we should rejoice over, beloved. Rejoice in the spiritual healing that our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we've been healed from the sin sickness that has contaminated every human being on the face of the earth. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be spiritually healed from the sickness of sin, to be delivered from it. And then, beloved, there is emotional healing. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And as he began to read to them, verse 17 and 18, we will consider that in our next broadcast, because we're almost out of time today. But I hope you'll join us next time, and we'll see about emotional healing and how the Lord is able to heal the emotional pain that people have. Till next time, goodbye.